What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Geek Boutique Podcast. My name is Jeff, aka Messiah Complex Cosplay. Do not adjust your sets. Do not turn that dial. I am here alone this evening. This is going to be a short one. I don't think we actually did any sort of a pre thing for the Geeks and Co. on YouTube as far as having the stream ready to go. But we are here, we are live, and we are talking about Toronto Comic Con. You're wondering where my partner is, where the guy who runs all this thing, where is JS tonight? He's there, or at least right now, he's probably en route. The thing with this is, it's load-in night for Toronto Comic Con, which starts in a scant 15 hours from now, guys. So we got Matt, we got Christina, we're with you in spirit, says Christina. Thank you, Christina, I appreciate that. There's Matt Sheridan. What's going on, buddy? And there is Michael Icon saying, oh, hi. Hello, gang. Yeah, it is just me tonight. We are going to be getting this, Jeff. Hey, what's happening? It's almost showtime, says Wayne. Chris is here as well. There is Megan. And I suppose, look at you guys all just dragging yourselves in there. Yeah, guys, we are about 15 hours away from Toronto Comic Con. So this one is going to be about you guys. What's with the hair? Well, I got it cut, son. Like, that's. I've got to be Omni-Man on Sunday, and this is the Omni-Man cut. We got to get the fade going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not nothing. Hello, Megan. Good to see you. Thanks for joining us. Myers Corp. Look at all you guys jumping in here on the channel. You guys are adorable. Yeah, I don't think there was a thumbnail. I don't think there was any preamble. So I'm guessing the folks that are here are probably the folks that have notifications turned on for the Geeks and Co. and probably had it come in there to let them know that we were going live. Thanks, guys. Looking spiff, says Megan. And Noah is telling me it looks awesome, dude. Thanks, man. Emphasize that forehead. It's more like a five head at this point. But thankfully, there's no receding, so it's all good. Do you need longer for Joker? No, this goes all the way to the back. It's all one length on top. So I'm literally just going to bring it all forward and make it all curly and make it green. Because that's what we do when we're doing Joker. For those that don't know, or for those that haven't seen our posts, yes, we are still doing our theme days every single day. So Friday, tomorrow, is going to be DC Day. Saturday is going to be villains and monsters and bad guys. And then Sunday is going to be Star Wars. Obviously, if you could not get on board with those particular themes because of groups or things you'd already decided on or whatever, that's all right. We're fine. Please come by the booth anyway. Please get pictures. The booth will be set up. We'll have the photo backdrops. We'll all be there. We'll have the sound system going as well. So we're going to be a nuisance and a menace as we typically are. Rob the Bad Guy saying, hey, from the road, what's going on? So, yes, the lads. So Rob the Bad Guy, JS, and producer Jen are en route right now to the load-in. I have been getting some updates from our good friend John, who runs the Canadian Podcast Awards. He's there now. And apparently there's not a lot that's sort of already been set up. So none of the pipe and drape is there. The tables aren't there. It's basically just a giant empty floor right now. So hopefully, by the time we get there, it'll be better. But question, where exactly is the meetup for these photo shoots? Asking for a friend. Thanks, Wayne. Yeah, we're going to go over that. Cause they will not be at the booth like they were at Fan Expo. They will be at the Cosplay Photo Park. So the Cosplay Photo Park in this case, this year. So typically in the North Building, the 300 level is what they consider the upper level, but it's where the main con takes place, right? Where all the vendors are, where the celebs are, and where, thankfully, our booth is this year. The 200 level is when you go down the escalators, and that's when you get the cosplay, the red carpet. The red carpet is there. And this year, by the way, the food court is also going to be on level 200. I don't know how that works. It's going to be across from the red carpet. So normally the food court is upstairs at the 300 level on the main floor. It's not this year. It's on the 200 level at the bottom of the escalators. So once you go down to the escalators and you go down to level 200, there's a level below that that you have to get to. That is level 100. That's where the big state, like the main theater is, where they do the masquerade. That's where the masquerade is. If you were at Fan Expo and you went down to see Hayden Christensen, that's where Hayden was. That's where the Cosplay Photo Park is this year. So It's not on the main floor, and it's not at level 200 where the red carpet is. It's actually even below that. So it is going to be a bit of a hike, but we're hoping that we can get everybody down there, direct traffic if we have to, and get the meetups done. Better not see any crepes, says Michael Icon. I don't know, dude. I don't even know how that's even going to work. Like, my assumption is they're going to be set up where they used to put the photo park, where they used to have the big murals and banners and stuff. And I think where for Fan Expo, where they had the cosplay guests set up, is my assumption as to where the food court is going to be. The floor plan is available on the Fan Expo Canada website. So you can see the floor plan. You can check it out. And it will give you all the information as far as that goes. Jeff, when are you coming down? Says Megan Avery. So Crazy Mike and I are going to be leaving London, where we are, at, I believe, 5:30 in the morning. My guess is we'll probably have to stop for gas. We are making a stop at the Cambridge on ramp to grab a helmet from Noah, the Freakish Workshop, that he's made for a raffle that we're going to be having at the booth this weekend. So, and then we're heading straight in. So we're going to be heading straight to the Intercontinental. I guess it might depend on how far they get with setting up tonight. If the pipe and drape and stuff isn't available, we may have to do some setup in the morning. I know the lads and Jen and them were not looking to get there, and Jamie as well. My nemesis, Jamie, will be there. I know they were looking to get there until closer to 9, but I'm guessing if they get there and there's no pipe and drape set up, they may try to get there a little bit earlier. I don't know. I'm hoping that Mike and I can get there around 8:30. Really hoping we can get a room. We probably can't, but we're hoping that we can. And then, yeah, the con is off and running at 10 o'clock. So we've mentioned this before in the podcast. They're not doing half days on Friday anymore, kids. They started it last year, and it's the same way this year. It's 10 to 7 on Friday, 10 to 7 on Saturday, and 10 to 5 on Sunday. It's going to be a long weekend, and poor producer Jen wants sleep. I'll bet you do. I will bet you do. I want sleep too, because I did have to work today. Thankfully, I have tomorrow booked off, but Nelly. So what we're looking for this particular podcast, and like I said, this one's going to be a little bit short and sweet. There's a reason why I'm here by myself. We are going to try to get JS on the line, maybe from the car. Otherwise, we are going to just talk about Toronto Comic Con. Toronto Comic Con's in the past, Toronto Comic Con's in the future, what you'd like to see, what you don't want to see, what your expectations are for this particular Toronto Comic Con. Are you meeting a guest? Are you going to get some autographs? Are you going to get some pictures? What are you most looking forward to? What are you least looking forward to? That's kind of what we're going to be talking about. Want to hear about your cosplay lineups if you're cosplaying? Want to hear all that good stuff on today's podcast. Wayne is asking, where will the after parties be for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the guys for Geeks & Co? So there's only one official after party that the Geeks & Co is holding. That one is going to be at the Pint. So if you're in the North Building where we are, if you exit out onto Front Street, which I guess would be considered like the front of the building, if you head towards the Ripley Aquarium, you're going to see sort of at the end of the physical building that we're in, because you're going to notice as you go down towards, I don't know what direction it is, I don't know Toronto directions, I apologize. You're going to notice it's going to be at the end of the building. So you're going to go, I think you pass some storefronts and such, but it's all still attached. So the Pint is there. You can't get into it from inside. There is a steep set of steps you got to get into the Pint. And then we're in there somewhere. We have a reservation. I think we're being joined by somebody, though. It's West on Front Street. There you go. Thanks, Megan. I think someone.
Do not show me.
Do not show me. Your face in the middle of the camera.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to.
Was
I said I would be doing this
up
alone, but here we are. I finally have my compadres with me. It is, in fact, JS, Rob the Bad Guy, producer Jet, and T. They're on route. They're on their way. Is it still that light outside right now? Wow.
I mean, it is. The lights are on. The street lights are on. It's pouring rain.
It is. Of course it's pouring rain.
The weather has turned. It's actually really, really bad here.
Yeah, the weather is terrible right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, we're going to be pulling into the loading docks, so we won't have to unload in the rain, but we did have to load a little bit in the rain, so that kind of sucked.
Perfect.
But yeah, we're on our way there.
Canadian Podcast Awards, our friends at the Canadian Podcast Awards, who, by the way, guys, will be in the booth directly next to us. We could not ask for any better booth mates to have. It's at the west end of the convention center across from Boston Pizza. So hopefully that guy's, again, I don't know east and west in Toronto. I know my east from my west in general. I just don't know it when I'm in Toronto. But Megan Avery saying, hey, crew, they are there. And even though producer Jen's like, fuck off, Matt Sheridan's like, show her with a little devil face. So it's, yeah, I know.
Hey, are you guys excited? Yeah. Are you guys excited that it's Toronto Comic Con? See, I said it now, Toronto Comic Con.
I appreciate you saying Toronto Comic Con. That's great. I love, by the way, that because you had to log into the same account, that we're both Jeff, aka Messiah Complex Cosplay, right now. I'm really digging on that. You guys are getting Jeff squared here on the podcast tonight. So let's talk a second about, you guys were mentioning my fresh haircut. Can we talk for a second about JS's fresh haircut and beard trim he's got going on there? Like, brother's looking fly this weekend. Oh my goodness.
I got my thing going on.
Oh shit! You think there was like a common haircut that all dudes were getting, and here we are, all three of us got the fucking fade for the weekend. Gotta look sharper. It looks sharp for the people. So, John is saying the CN Tower is almost always south of everything. That's good to know. Actually, that's a good way for me to try to get there. Geeks and Co. Car party. Do they look like they're partying? Because they look kind of like, can't fucking believe we gotta do this. Oh, JS has got some. He's got some drag going on there. That's good to know.
I mean, this is the part that sucks, right? This is the part where you got to drive into the city. We got to unload. We got to set up. We got to bring the trailer to the marshalling yard. Like, like tonight's work.
A lot of work. You know what I mean? And the weather is garbage.
Yeah, I did get a brief video from our friend John at the Canadian Podcast Awards. And it's a big open floor right now. In fact, I guess the 501st is storing their stuff in our area to set up.
Oh, that's so,
But there's no tables. That's there's no long. Pipe and drape. There's no none of that. So I don't know how much you're going to be able to physically get set up this evening without any of that there. But
I guess we'll even know where they are yet? Like where the 501st is going to be set up on the floor?
I don't care. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't. I have no idea, but I'm sure it will be somewhere. So, get a room, you two. The bromance is intense. Man, we've been podcasting together for like 2 years now. What do you want to do? Like, obviously, the bromance is what you don't know is it's a three-way bromance. So, I don't know what you would call that, but.
I mean, that sounds pretty good. A three-way bromance.
Yeah, exactly. And Jen's got the curlies. Yes, we all got the fades, and Jen's got the curlies. That's correct. If it gets a little chilly on Saturday, it's because I'll be cosplaying Captain Cold, says Wayne. Yeah, we want to hear about your cosplay lineups, guys. Again, we realize and recognize that you're not always going to be able to line up with what we're doing, and that's okay. We're still going to be having our meetups, and we're still going to be doing that anyways, but...
On their website.
Guys, Christina is saying Christina is saying the 501st is directly across from you guys, which is what we initially thought. Yeah.
Awesome. That's what I thought.
That would be why all their stuff is in our area, I guess. That makes sense.
Apparently, Toronto Comic Con has announced on their website about coat check. So there is going to be a coat check this year.
There is, in fact, a coat check.
Check their website. Correct. All the details are going to be there. I don't know the details right now, but if you're having to carry stuff around and jackets and their raincoats or whatnot, there is going to be coat check this year, so that's nice.
They've never had coat check before, have they? That's always one of the biggest complaints I hear.
I think they've had coat checks in the past, but I think it's been a few years since they've done it. So, good for you. I mean, I imagine it's going to be a bit of a logistical nightmare, but I mean, hopefully it's going to work out for you guys. Myers Corp saying, sounds like Geeks & Co. OnlyFans. We keep talking about doing a Geeks & Co. After Dark, you know, a little subscription-based, some stuff. But we'll see. We gotta gauge reactions. We gotta gauge enthusiasm for such. So, Kochek is key, says Megan Avery. But no access from the hotel into the con. Those doors won't be open. No, I get that for sure. I know they don't open those until a certain time frame. So
you won't be able to get into the con from the hotel?
I'm assuming she means tonight.
Or
even first thing in the morning. I know it's usually they usually don't have those doors for access until closer to when the con actually opens, but
right.
I know we had that problem.
Well, I hope we're able to get through because.
Oh, she's saying no all weekend. All weekend, you can't go from the hotel directly into the con?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
That's never happened. Why would that be the case? That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Why would they do that?
That's the whole point of having it connected, right?
Does that have anything to do with, isn't there a food court down on that level?
There is a food court on that level, yeah.
Something to do with that, maybe?
The 501st was told no access. Well, maybe they feel the same way about the 501st that I do. I don't know. Who knows? Like, you never know.
Coming through.
Coming through. Make way. It's me and three stormtroopers. Everybody part this year. It's a new thing. Well, that's going to be problematic at best. I don't know. I don't know why it's. They already have a hard time getting people in and out of that place. Why would they? Why would they kill one of the entry points? That's so. So everyone's going to have to walk around.
That makes no sense.
That's.
It's always an adventure with what they're going to do every year.
Yeah. Like, that's literally the point of getting a room at the Intercontinental, so you can just go from the hotel. You never have to go outside. You can just go from the hotel right into the con. That's wild. What a terrible idea. I already hate that it's in the north, but now they're not going to let us get in from the hotel? Okay. That's a choice, I guess. Yeah. Well, now we got to figure out the best way to get in there from the hotel. I assume we can still get in through the front doors without actually going, like, out. Like, you'll go outside, but you won't. Like, you'll still be under the on. Like, you'll still be covered type of thing, but...
Hopefully, does that mean that even us with exhibitor passes now we're gonna have to friggin' wait in lineups to get in?
I don't know.
Like the common folk?
Like the plebs? Like the goddamn peasants? We gotta wait in line? I that's a really good question. I don't know. Well, we do have both the media passes and the exhibitor passes, so hopefully we'll just keep flashing passes and cutting lines and shit. And
No one's
gonna clothesline us or come after us because one of us has a lightsaber on our belt and it's a weapon. So,
health inspector,
fucking security, terrible. Terrible. So, Wayne is saying that he's sorry that I will not be able to see your Mr. Freeze Friday.
Yeah, Wayne's unfortunately only coming, I believe, Saturday, Sunday.
So, this is the other thing that I'm seeing online a lot, like tickets for this thing. Sold so goddamn fast. Weekend tickets are long gone, and now they're doing like partial day tickets like they did last year. So you can get like a Saturday ticket, but like not till after 2 p.m. or something. Like,
yeah, that's weird. Yeah,
it's bonkers. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm really glad that they're not literally shoving as many people into this space as they possibly can, like they have in years past. Like, I like that they're being a little more judicious about how many tickets are selling, but at the same time, I feel bad for anybody that wanted to buy tickets at the door or kind of waited to the last minute or was waiting for like a check.
And there's been a lot of those people, that we've been seeing online.
A lot of people were waiting because I don't know, one thing or another, waiting to get the tickets at the last minute because either financially or for personal reasons or whatnot. And then now they're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Now I can't come. I can't get a ticket.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's after three now, I think, is what Nate is saying. Yeah. I wasn't sure on the time frame, but I know they were selling half day tickets. So I guess object lesson for folks, like when the tickets go on sale, get your tickets, man.
Pass them off.
Otherwise it's going to be a problem. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. There's going to be a bunch of people at three.
Between 3 and 5 is
going to be longer. Is it actively raining where you guys are right now, too?
It's pouring. But
oh, yeah. It's pouring, and the skies look like doomsday.
So Victoria is saying, I thought that's exactly how it got packed last year, is all the people getting tickets for after 2 and 3. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I know last year it was absolutely bonkers on Toronto Comic Con. I don't think the North Building is equipped to handle it as well as the South, but they seem to want to have it.
Well, the North Building definitely feels smaller.
It does. I agree. Yeah. Even with the 200 level and now down on the 100 level, it still doesn't feel as big as the South Building, even though you really only get that 100 level at the bottom. It's, I don't know, man. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I haven't looked at the capacities for each side to know which one is which, but my guess is they can probably get the North a bit cheaper than they get the South. So that's probably why they've moved it over, just to save a few bucks. But
yeah, maybe. Really.
I'm not sure what the reasoning is either behind why they would move it from the South Building to the North Building. Like, is there a big giant convention happening in the South Building every weekend, like Comic Con weekend?
Is there any ease of that? Is it easier to access from the outside at that street level? on that
possibly.
Side?
Yeah, possibly. Could be that. Could be that too. Yeah, I don't know. They did it in the South for years. It's only last year that they moved it to the North, and they're putting it in the North again this year. So there's clearly a reason why they're doing it, but we're not in the know. We have a booth, but we don't know anything. We're just there to.
I'm just happy we're on the floor and not downstairs in a room.
Yeah, exactly. Drive safe. JS, watch the road. You got that trailer on there that you're not used to. Make sure you're driving safely.
Yes, sir.
Have you guys figured out how you're going to back in the trailer yet, or are you not going to have to do that?
We'll figure it out when we get there.
I have every faith and confidence in you lads to be able to get that trailer in accordingly. How did the packing of the trailer go?
Good. Surprisingly, the trailer that we got is plenty big for all our stuff and more. So,
perfect. Good.
Yeah, the packing was pretty good. We got everything in and with room to spare. So that was fine. This is getting a little dodgy though.
Yeah.
The cars on the road now and the rain and yeah. So, you know, just can't wait to get there, get unloaded and just be done. Right. So that we can start this goddamn con.
You went from excited to really bitter really fast.
Angry? What did that come
to? Like earlier, I was speaking to him like a couple of hours ago, and he's like, "I'm so excited, I can't wait." Now he's like, "Fucking rain and cars everywhere. God damn, just get this con on the go." Too funny. Yeah, it should be. Obviously, guys, we're going to have a good time. We'll be at the booth for the majority of the time. I'm sure there'll be a couple of us that are going to get a chance to wander around and do stuff. Don't forget, guys, too, we're going to be doing the podcast every day from the con as well. 5 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sunday. By the way, ish, you know what we're like when we're doing the lives. If, you know, we're in the middle of something, we're not going to like break off to do that. So you'll have to drive it in is what John is saying. So John is there from the Canadian Podcast Awards. He's on the floor as we speak. So he's saying you'll have to drive it in.
Yeah, that's what we kind of figured.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
The quick video he sent me, there was already a U-Haul van in there that was backing and filling and stuff. So, yeah. No space in the road ramp to back it in. That's a shame. Steam whistle, says Michael Icon. Yes. Don't worry, Michael. There will be some steam whistle. There's no question there. That's going to happen. James, what were you saying?
I think one of the problems why there's no piping and draping in our area is I think our area is literally right where the loading dock is. So I think they're going to be waiting last minute to set up our area, if I had to guess.
I just hope it's not going to be like that first Fan Expo where we didn't get the pipe and drape until about 10 minutes before the show started. We had to like scramble to get everything set up. Like I said, I don't know how much you guys are going to be able to do tonight if the pipe and drape is not set up and the tables and such. Like you'll be able to unpack everything and put it where it's going to go tomorrow, but you might get stuck trying to get there a little bit earlier so you can actually physically set up the booth in the morning.
Yeah, we may not have a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we'll find out when we get there. And
we'll post an update video on Instagram once we get there.
Yeah, make sure you guys are sticking tuned. Stay tuned. Still waiting to start setting up is what John is saying from the Canadian Podcast Awards. So, how far out are you guys?
This says here we are 22 minutes out, but it's turning red, so we may be hitting some slowdowns now.
Okay, that's fair. I mean,
so the next 20 to 30 minutes, we should be there.
Okay.
Our move-in pass is for 8 p.m., so
we're on target.
We're on target.
20 minutes. We just got on the DVP.
Holy shit, that's a trailer and a half. That's what we need. Holy crap.
Fuck.
The podcast tonight is just going to be JS commenting on the road. It's just going to be JS's running narrative of what he sees around him. That's going to be the podcast this evening.
Oh, fuck.
And now they've dropped the phone. This is the quality entertainment you guys have come to expect from the Geek Boutique podcast every Thursday at 7. Please, if you haven't already, please hit like and subscribe. It really helps us and we really appreciate it. You don't want to miss out on any of this high quality content that you're getting here this evening. Well, hopefully the drive-in isn't going to be too bad. Christina is saying they can't set up till everyone's stuff's loaded in, so it's going to be a long wait. So, yeah, I imagine you guys will just have to be judicious on what you end up doing as far as how much you can get done. Because you're driving back home tonight, yes?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
So basically what I'm hearing is nobody is allowed to start having fun until Geeks and Co. is there.
That's right. I mean, I agree.
Clearly that's the case. We are bringing the most entertainment. Yes, Jamie, that's correct. Quality. You can put it in quotes all you want. It's still quality. All right? And Victoria saying these are the pros, folks. We absolutely are.
Yeah. That's why you tune in every week.
So Friday we're doing DC. So why don't you guys remind us what you guys are doing? You guys in the chat too, but remind us what you guys are doing on Friday as far as cosplay go. JS, you're debuting a new one, yes?
Yeah, I'm debuting Freeze. Unfortunately, I smashed my helmet, my dome. So luckily I've got a spare one, but whether I have time to refrost it or if it's just going to be a clear dome, that'll be dependent on what time I get home tonight.
Can I ask
But I am debuting Freeze.
Why did you smash the dome?
While packing, it was on top of stuff, and I jammed something into it, and I literally punched a hole for it.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it is what it is. It's not a big
just
deal.
Battle
again,
damage.
I've got spares.
Battle damage. It's fine. It's all good.
So we'll figure that out tonight. But beyond that, Freeze isn't going to totally be complete. I think I've been saying that now for a couple of weeks. The basics of Freeze will be there, but tune in for Fan Expo because there's going to be a lot of different things going on with Freeze then. But yeah, that's what I'm doing for Friday, DC Day. What are you doing again?
What are you doing, Rob?
I am. So you and I are going to replay the whole 2.5 hours of Dark Knight. And I'm going to play the first 5 minutes of that opening scene. That's going to be what I'm doing. And then Perfect. The rest, I'm going to leave to you, Jeff.
No. I'm going to drag you in every single time. Because I've seen that. I saw the shot of the mask you got. The mask is dope. It looks really good.
The mask is really cool.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to show you guys that mask, actually.
Yeah, I can't wait. Victoria says she'll be Catwoman. That's very, very cool. Thank you for that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Freeze has had, Steve collaborated the same. Freeze has had his dome broken many times. It's all part of it. Agreed. You should have the broken dome anyways, and then put the broken dome on, and then just pretend that it's legitimately broken and start gasping for breath. And
well, no, I mean it's cracked, right? Oh, so it's not cracked. Like it's broke. Yeah. And what happened is all the frosting that I did on the dome, it's basically just Epsom salt. It's melted Epsom salt. So the minute whatever it was hit the dome, that whole section of frosting basically fell off, right?
Every time you say dome, all I can think of is the Simpsons movie, the first Simpsons movie, where they cover Springfield in the giant dome, and it's Dome Sweet Dome. And anyways, this is how my stupid
spider pig,
works.
Yeah. Spider pig.
Megan Avery's doing Ivy tomorrow from the Harley Quinn cartoon. Very, very cool.
Nice.
Matt Sheridan is debuting a new cosplay.
What's he doing tomorrow? He's not going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, right.
I think Saturday? Matt's only coming Saturday.
I think they're only coming Saturday, yeah. There they are. I expect to see lots of pictures in my feed. No, there's no question there. So, I wish I was going this year, but we all already had plans. Yeah, man, that happens. That happens, Chris. That's okay. Yeah. I'm debuting Professor Chaos Butters from South Park. I'll have to look that up. I don't know what that is, but that sounds cool. Jamie says Friday I'll be Jen's sister. Saturday I'll be Rob's handler. And Sunday I'll be Jeff's BFF. Well, I think you and I have different definitions of what BFF stands for, but I mean, we'll get there.
Fantastic cosplays all around.
Yep. Victoria's saying, ooh, Megan. Megan, does that mean if you're Ivy from the Harley Quinn show, does that mean you've got a Harley Quinn you're going to be making? I mean, hanging out with the whole time? Like, how's that going to work out? Sam Cino saying, how do y'all have fun this weekend? I was planning to come, but fam stuff came up. Hey, man, that happens. And Myers Corp is excited to see Matt Sheridan in that cosplay. That's cool, man. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a hell of a time. Tim is saying he's doing a new Red Hood on DC Day. Thank you. That's cool. I'm hoping we can get as many DC cosplay. The nice part is if you go to the Fan Expo website, you can see on the schedule, our photo meetups are listed there at the Cosplay Photo Park. So I'm hoping that means that enough people are going to come out, even though it's a bit of a pain to get to down two floors and such. We'll probably do kind of what we did a little bit last year at Fan Expo is we'll probably have some people sort of stationed to kind of direct people on where they need to go, because my guess is the signage will be less than adequate to get people down there. So hopefully it'll actually have the map though, and people will still be able to actually see where they're going. So
yeah, we need a couple sign spinners.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. We need a wacky, wavy, inflatable arm tube man is what we need. But we don't have that, so. Yeah. I have no idea what I'm wearing on Saturday. Whatever fits. Sunday is Star Wars Barbie. Oh, cool. Nice.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Is what?
Star Wars Barbie.
Nice. Who's doing that?
That would be Nada.
I can't wait to see that.
Steve is saying, for me and Jamie, it only works with his best fighting friends. Yes, agreed.
Yes. Our best fighting friends. There you go.
Right. Natasha is my Harley. I made her outfit on Sunday. Monday, says Megan. So there you go. Some hot nice. Harley and Ivy action between Megan and Natasha. Who's not here for that? Tim is doing Bane for Villains Day. That's very cool. Michael Icon saying, I think I will do V for DC because DC published the V comics. Paul Atreides for Villains, which is going to cause some controversy. He's kind of a villain. And Trek for Sunday for Star Wars. Got to see Ethan, my future husband. That would be Ethan Peck. Yes, I mean, fair enough.
Did you say Michael's doing Trek on Sunday?
He's doing Trek on Sunday, correct. Someone was supposed to wear his scout, but someone is not wearing his scout. So here we are, and now he's doing Trek. He's going to do Spock so he can go see Ethan Peck and probably.
Yeah, why is he wearing one of his stormtroopers? Like, come on, Michael.
And the funny part is whenever we bug him to wear it at like Niagara or Fan Expo, he's like, oh, it's too hot. Well, bitch, it's March. This is the perfect time to wear it. Like, what the fuck? I'm not giving you grief for not following along with the theme because I did that last year and you guys were not happy with me. So anybody can do whatever they want. I am completely supportive of everything that you're doing. We would just love to see Michael in his scout. He did it at Niagara Falls. I think it was last year and he died. No, the year before. And he died a little bit. So I get where.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Not pleasant.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's pretty fucking dope. Yeah. It doesn't fit properly at the moment. He's saying, all right. No, that's fair.
Yeah, it's like 501st like quality, but I've never actually seen him in it.
Andrew Saxon saying, crap, late to the cast. Nat has me crunched over the sewing machine. Crunch time. You sew like the wind, my friend. We all know what con crunch is like. I mean, it's only in 14 and a half hours. It's fine. It's all fine. It's fine. Shit's going to break. Shit's steams are going to pop. That's just what's going to happen. What are you going to do?
There's no pipe and draping set up.
Yeah, there's no pipe and drapes. Yeah, there's no tables. Even aircon crunching. The 501st has dumped all their shit in our area anyway, so we would be able to set up even if we wanted to. So, you know.
Yeah, it's even all... the con is crunching right now.
Yeah, exactly. Ali's saying, kind of want to do Bombshell Katana. Well, wanting won't make it happen. Just do it. Come on. Do it now. Come on. Tim is doing Star-Lord for Star Wars Day. Very cool. Oh, I guess I should say, yeah, I'm doing Joker as well, but I am doing the Ledger Joker, but it's the purple suit Joker, so that's what I'm doing for Friday. I'm doing my Princess Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas on Saturday. Yeah, so guys, Saturday cosplay. So Saturday is Villains and Bad Guys Day. Hey guys, why do we do Villains and Bad Guys on Saturdays?
I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
We do Villains and Bad Guys on Saturdays because these two have to get in their Predator suits on Saturday because, of course, they do. That is the marquee cosplays at our booth that have people coming in droves to get pictures with the lads. So, we have news. The pipe and drape is going up for our section, says John, who is right beside us. So maybe we will be in good shape when the boys get there and get set up.
T-minus 10 minutes.
T-minus 10 is what they're saying. So many cool cosplays. Can't wait to see Megan Avery saying a new cosplay. Ooh. So Saturday, it's obvious the lads are going to be doing their Predators. I am going to be now doing Omni-Man since my other costume could not. I will have the most ridiculous mustache taped or something onto my face anyways. And we're going to have a good time with that. If anybody has an Invincible or sees an Invincible, please send them over to the booth so I can grab a picture with them. Let's be fair. The lads will be in their Predators, so I'm probably just going to be on the microphone for most of the day. So that's what I do. I run my mouth. So that Saturday is going to be a fantastic but very busy day. So
we have some very special Geeks & Co. pepperoni sticks that we need you to sell.
Nice. I can absolutely sell some pepperoni sticks to myself. Yes. No, actually, I brought so many tasty snacks, guys. I brought like the most snacks. And by the way, lads, I brought the big kilogram bag of the peanut butter M&Ms again that I like sharing with everybody. So Yep. Yep. It's my favorite candy. Man. Yep. Christina saying Captain America for Friday, DC because Marvel trumps DC. How do I kick somebody out of the channel? Exactly. How do I get rid of somebody? That's terrible. Planet of the Apes, Guerrilla Soldier for Villains Monster Saturday, Din Djarin for Star Wars Sunday. Perfect.
Nice.
Except for Friday is perfect. That's great. I will forgive you though. Again, I support everyone's decisions on whatever.
Does Christina have a DC cosplay?
Probably not, because apparently she thinks Marvel trumps DC. She doesn't know who was first and who's best. She has no idea. It's fine. She's ignorant. We'll educate her. It's fine. I love her to pieces, but honestly, that's such a terrible take. I don't know what she's talking about. Thor is worthy. Fuck yeah, boys. Have a blast. I'm bringing lots of duct tape and other tape. That's good. Anyone have a late checkout? Maybe I can squeeze into Scout. Need a room for that. Michael, I swear to God, I'm not shaming you, bro. Wear whatever you want to wear. I'm just pulling your chain. Please don't put that on me, because then I'm going to feel like shit. So, Jeff seeking geek meat. You have no idea. Love me some geek meat.
We're about to get off the highway here. We're hitting downtown Toronto, guys.
No DC yet. It's underway. Well, it's about goddamn time.
Do you want to share
with the class what DC you're doing, Christina? Yeah, the guys and gals are almost there. So once they get into downtown proper, they should probably. I mean, JS already looks nervous as shit. So hopefully they get there and everything's good.
Yeah, there's a lot of Anyway,
you've made good time. Like from when you said it was 22 minutes, it's probably been close to that. So.
Yeah, you know, it has. It said there was some slowdowns, but we really didn't get any slowdowns at all.
Nice.
Actually, I've been passing people on the friggin' DVP. Hydroplaning across three lanes.
Of course, it's Toronto. What are you going to do?
Skipping around. Yeah. Trailers going sideways.
Christina saying Wonder Woman 2017 film version. Awesome. Oh, you know what? I did know that. But thanks for sharing it with everybody. I appreciate it.
What is it, sir?
Christina is doing Wonder Woman from the film. Like the Gal Gadot.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Very, very cool. Red Moon Glassworks, our friend Stephanie. Hello from booth 1720. Setup is slow. Yes, that's what we're discovering. Our good friend John from the Canadian Podcast Awards is there now, and his booth is literally right beside our booth. So he's kind of keeping us up to date on what's going on. Thanks, guys, by the way, for everybody tuning in. This is fantastic. I said this was going to be short. We're probably going to be wrapping this up here in a couple of minutes. We're just going to go over what everybody's wearing on Sunday for anybody that might be there. It is our Star Wars day. So let's go over that really quickly. JS, what are you wearing on Sunday?
I'm going to be wearing my Revan. It's my only real Star Wars cosplay right now. I've got another one hopefully coming soon, but for now, Revan is what I got.
That's fair. Rob?
I'm going to be the Mr. Kylo Ren.
The Mr. Kylo Ren. It's going to have like Mr. a tie and like a briefcase.
No, you know what? I thought about taking that route, that lazier route, but no.
No.
Just going to be regular Kylo Ren. My dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the kids.
Yeah. So, guys, as we've mentioned, it is Star Wars Day at the Geeks & Co. booth, as well as the meetup down in Level 100 down at the Cosplay Photo Park. I'm going to be a stormtrooper, hopefully. I am borrowing Christina's stormtrooper. She's going to help me put it on because I've never put one on before. So Christina and I are very similar in size. She will tell you that she's taller than me. She is by like a half an inch, and her feet are slightly bigger than mine, which she seems to be lording over me every chance she gets that she's taller than I am. But it should work. So going to be doing that. Hopefully a bunch of you guys will be able to join us for the Star Wars meetup. Instagram, by the way, for the meetup times. The meetup times are kind of all over the place. I know the Sunday meetup time for Star Wars is 11:30, so make sure you're there early, and then you get down to level 100. I believe the Friday meetup is at 3, if I'm not mistaken, for DC, and I think the Saturday meetup's at 1:30. But check your local listings for details. Make sure you're checking out the Geeks & Co. Instagram page to verify those times, but I'm pretty sure those are the ones.
Yeah, I mean, we try to keep the meetups at the same time every day, but you know, fortunately, sometimes you know, there's a lot of hang on a second, Spadina over here.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of people that want to do stuff at the cosplay photo park, so Yep. You know, unfortunately, you know, we can't have all the time slots we wanted, but hey, we're still going to have our meetups though. So, you know, make sure you come and check it out. And whether you're in costume or not, right? Yes. Whether you're in DC or not, come and check it out.
Yeah. And we have mentioned, just to reiterate too, guys, we will not have Teresa with us. So we will not have a central photographer that's going to be sort of managing people and getting into groups and such. I'm probably going to fill not some of that role, but I'm not going to be taking any pictures. So, yeah. If you've got a camera and you want to bring it, you want to take some shots of the big group meetups, that's cool. But we're not going to be posting stuff on Facebook where like it's going to be 2,000 pictures or whatever like it was before. It's not going to happen this year, guys. So if you want photos of any of this stuff, either at the booth or at the meetups, make sure you've got someone taking those photos for you, like on your phones or whatever. Grab one of us if we have to, and we're happy to take it on the phone and such. So, yeah. So you've been going live each day since Ice Cube Boys. Yes, we will. We will be going live each day at 3 o'clock. 5 o'clock on the first 2 days, and then 3 o'clock on the final day. We've kind of decided to push it out to later in the day, so it's going to be more of a wrap up of that day's events. That seems to have worked well in the past when we've done that. So, 5 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. So
correct.
Yes. Otherwise, guys, is there anything you want to? We're going to wrap this up, guys. I know it was short, but again, it was just us getting these guys to there. Hopefully they're going to show us some pictures of video once they get there, but we're going to wrap this up. Anything you guys want to share with us before we end the podcast?
No, I mean, I think, I think we're all excited. Con season's back. It's the first con of the year. Con safely, everybody, but have a lot of fun. I know we will. And all of the party's not technically starting tonight. I mean, frick, if the pipe and draping's going on, hair's going up.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying we're going on top of it, but game on, exactly.
Game on.
The polls are going up.
Yep, exactly. The polls are going up. Our polls are going up, kids. All right, we're gonna leave it there. We will see you guys at Toronto Comic Con, hopefully. And if we don't, just keep checking the Instagram. We'll be posting lives, we'll be doing pictures, we'll be doing all that kind of stuff. Content. But otherwise, what do we say when we sign out, JS?
Stay geeky, everybody.
Stay geeky, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, or not? Nope.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Geek Deek Podcast. Like always, if you prefer to listen to us, you can find us on all major podcast platforms. Now, make sure you don't forget to click that like and subscribe button, as well as the notification bell, to make sure you never miss an episode.